Banff mit The Great Unknown. Musik vom Australier Benjamin Forbes, der sich übrigens auf einer Kanada-Reise, die an der Stadt Banff mit Doppel-F vorbeiführte, zum Namen seines Soloprojekts inspirieren ließ. Er spielt heute Abend im Rahmen einer weiteren Flux FM Session im schönen Fluxbau und dort dann ebenfalls live zu erleben Simon Oakley, also known as Slow Dancer, der seine ebenfalls vom Reisen geprägte Musik präsentieren wird. Und der ist jetzt schon bei mir im Studio. Hello, Simon.
Hi, hi everyone.
How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. It's nice to have you. Where are you coming from? I've read about London shows in the past few days, right?
Yeah, that's right. I just got in from Heathrow about half an hour ago.
What?
Played a couple of shows in England.
Uh-huh.
Had a great time. Got a few shows here and then back over to Liverpool.
Oh.
Before going back to Australia.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how have the shows been in England? Have people received you well?
They have. I've been very lucky. Lots of really lovely audiences.
Cool.
Very attentive. Just having a great time.
That's nice to hear because I've heard good and bad things about English audiences and especially English club owners because sometimes they don't pay you well. There's not too much catering in the backstage area.
Yeah.
If there's not enough people, they'll just kick you out of the venue without paying you and stuff.
Wow.
I've heard about that.
Yeah. Well, that sounds a bit like Australia sometimes, I think. No, I've been treated very well having a wonderful time.
Sounds good to me. You've played with a band called Oh Mercy before you started your solo career. How have the experiences with the band shaped you as a solo artist? Is there stuff that you learned back then that you're still using on a day-to-day basis when you're traveling, for example?
That's a really good question. I guess so. I learned a lot about touring from being at Oh Mercy. We did a lot of touring in Australia. We did a bit of touring in the US. And I think it's a very different thing to just being in a band and writing songs. You have to learn how to wake up very early after not getting very much sleep and going on airplanes and being able to perform and perform well every night and do a good job. So I like to hope that I've learnt how to do that over the years.
Yeah.
It's never perfect, but, it's something that I... picked up.
Yeah, I just really thought so, actually, because I really think that being in a band or being a solo artist especially, it has a lot to do with discipline, right? You can't party every night and hope that you're fit for the next show the next day. You have to discipline yourself a little bit and be like, okay, there's another show coming up tomorrow and stuff. Yeah. And that's maybe something that you've learned with the band already back
Absolutely.
Then.
And especially at my age, I'm not as young as I used to be, so I don't bounce back from a big night as quickly as I used to. So I'm enjoying, I've been to the Netherlands and I did a lot of cycling. I did a lot of jogging while I was in England.
Oh, wow.
So I look forward to hopefully sneaking a jog in before the show tonight here in Berlin.
Sporty Simon spot.
trying to keep myself young.
That's what you do after a few years on tour, right? And you have to just keep young, kind of.
Yeah.
What were the reasons for you to go solo? Was there a special reason? I've read that you were inspired by traveling through Western Australia, but that happened when you were really young, when you were a kid. But you still have memories of that time, and that time kind of like inspired you for your solo music. But when did you decide, or when did you realize, oh, maybe I should try stuff on my own?
I guess I was always writing, even when I was in Oh Mercy, and just because of touring and commitments, I didn't focus too much on putting the music out and didn't spend too much time on it. So once that wound down, I did that for a few years and decided actually I'd like to take a rest and concentrate on this writing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was quite organic. It happened very quickly. I just put the music out and people started enjoying it, and I just started following that. Wherever people were listening, I tried to play a show. Yeah.
Cool. So it's kind of like the new school way of starting a career, right? Because like 10 to 20 years ago, you would have been forced to find a label first. They would press some CDs or vinyl even, and put that out, and then you'd find some fans who listen to you. But nowadays, like 15 years ago, it started with the whole internet thing that you could basically start a career on your own. You just put it out there, and if somebody likes it, you could play a show and people start singing along all of a sudden, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the internet's really changed everything, and I've kind of... I mean, my very first band was on a MySpace page when MySpace was very popular.
Yes, I remember that.
I'm not sure if people, shows my age.
The younger people out there, they'd be like, what?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, but yeah, it's meant that when people are enjoying it, no matter where they are, I get to know about it and I can reach that audience. Mm-hmm. And it also means that, I can put my own music out on the internet and still receive an audience. I don't have to wait for a label or wait for sales to come in every month. I can find out things very quickly.
Yeah. We actually wanted to talk to Benjamin as well, but he's kind of lost. Maybe he's missed a plane or something.
Yes, look, I can only imagine he's probably on a plane right now. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm sure he would be frantically rushing to get here.
But have you met each other, actually? Because you're both from Australia, and Australia still is a big country, but have you met together? Have you played together as well?
We did. We played a thing called the Aussie Barbecue in London.
The Aussie Barbecue, really?
And that, funnily enough, is where we first met. So
cool.
We live in the same country, but we meet in London.
Yeah.
I think he's coming from France at the moment. Yeah. He's coming from Paris, a show last night. I've seen Banff play and thought they were brilliant. And I think our music is well suited to play a show together tonight.
Yeah, totally. Because you're both in love with the mid-tempo or the slow songs, right? Mm. You both are inspired by traveling because his band is called Banff because he was traveling through Canada and he passed a town called Banff with double F, right? And decided to call himself Banff as soon as he enters stage. And there's many, many parallels between you and Benjamin. But before we talk a bit more, let's listen to one of your songs because we've just listened to Banff's The Great Unknown. Hier ist jetzt Slow Dancer nochmal zu hören mit Don't Believe. Auch er wird ja heute Abend auf der Bühne des Fluxbaus stattfinden im Rahmen der Flux FM Session. Und auch auf ihn wollen wir euch natürlich vorbereiten. Slow Dancer mit Don't Believe. 15:40 wird die Morning Show am Nachmittag auf Flux FM. Slow Dancer mit Don't Believe. A great song, Simon. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
When did you realize, because Slow Dancer, it kind of like gives people an idea of how the songs are going to be like. It's like a band called Megadeth might do metal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So when did you realize that you're going for the slow beats, that you're in love with the mid-tempo songs?
Oh, probably really early on. Yeah. When I was sort of writing all of these songs and thought, there needs to be a name for this style that I'm going for. Yeah. I just found myself loving, lots of different types of music, even metal when I was a kid. And it was the slower songs, even on metal records, that kind of really drew me, I grew up with like bands like A Perfect Circle. Uh-huh. So, it was those quieter, more, I suppose, moody moments.
Yeah.
So for me, it wasn't always necessarily about the tempo, but about those moody songs.
Yeah.
They just also happen to be pretty slow tempo, I think. Yeah.
You have to listen to Kioma. Have you heard of Kioma already?
No.
It's a German-Australian band.
Okay.
Made by Kat Frankie from Australia. She lives in Berlin for years now, and she's met with a guy from Cologne called Chris Klopfer, and they've built up this band called Kioma. They have these super slow, moody songs. I bet you're going to love them.
Oh, sweet.
Nice. We've just talked about the fact that you and Ben, you've both been inspired by traveling. Ben was inspired by traveling through Canada. You've been inspired by traveling through Western Australia. Is a tour like that inspiring you to write more? Are you even capable of writing songs on tour? Because some musicians are able to do that and some could only come with stuff like On the Road Again.
Yes.
When they're on tour.
I'm always worried about doing that.
You should be.
Exactly. I don't find very much time to write, to be honest with you. And I'm not on tour as much as I used to be, so I do have enough downtime to do most of my writing. But I do, you know, fiddle around with things, sound check, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think I suppose the thing that influences me the most about travel is often in my lyrics, in my writing.
Yeah.
So even if I'm not sort of writing music, travel still influences me with my written word.
Yeah. Cool. So what are the plans for the near future? Because I think you basically have to go back to the studio pretty soon and record more stuff. Do you have plans for that already?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I've actually got so Don't Believe is the first song of some material that I hope to put out either mm-hmm. later in the year or very early next year.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I already have plans to hopefully get back into a studio and record some more.
Cool.
It's a big part of, I suppose, what I love to do is just to write and record music. So, yeah, I can't wait to get back into that too.
And are you going to road test some of the upcoming songs tonight? Because basically you have to, right?
Yeah,
Not all the stuff that you're going to perform tonight is released already.
That's exactly right. It'll be a mix of about half of the mm-hmm. new material that I've been, road testing.
Mm-hmm.
And half of the material comes from my first record that I put out about a year ago.
Cool.
Two years ago.
Cool. So let's listen to another already released song of yours. It's called Took the Floor Out. We've been playing that a few times already. And I want to thank you for coming. Say hi to Benjamin.
Thank you.
As soon as you meet him.
I will.
And I hope we'll meet each other again pretty soon. I
do too.
I think you're gonna have to come back to Berlin for more shows.
I would love
pretty
to.
Pretty soon. So, thank you. Simon Oakley war bei mir, der Mann, der als Slowdancer heute Abend stattfinden wird, auf der Bühne des Fluxbau zusammen mit Benjamin Forbes als Banff. Und wer da vorbeikommen möchte, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Ich habe noch ein paar Tickets übrig, die ich verlosen darf für die Session im Fluxbau heute, die Aussie-Session im Fluxbau heute ab 20 Uhr. 030 2000 9000, wer Banff und Slow Dancer sehen möchte. 030 2000 9000. Thank you, Simon. Bye, bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Even
cool.
Soldier,
sure.
Made of stone.